Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Bhatti.
What can you tell us about this news from Tanzania?
Well, a vice president does not tell the nation a lie when she says that a president of the country has passed away. So the news is true. Magufuli is dead.
There's been very little information from Tanzania since President Magufuli went missing on February 27. Do you know now what happened and where did this take place?
Well, from the little that the vice president has said, she hasn't given much details. From where I am, I have not really heard where it happened. But that should not matter. It does not really matter where he died. The point is, he's dead. I have been saying for over a week that the president was sick. I have been demanding the government to come forth and tell Tanzanians the truth. They have not been forthcoming. But finally, you cannot hide a death. And certainly, you cannot hide the death of the president. And therefore, they've finally been smoked out of their foxholes, as it were. And they've been forced to tell the truth finally.
I guess what I was asking also is that there was an announcement on the Tanzanian national television to the people of Tanzania. What did they say? What did he die from?
Well, the little piece that I have seen, the little clip that has come my way, does not say anything about what, but it doesn't really matter now. They don't have to tell us where, how, and why he died. We have known, at least I have been saying this for the past 10 days, that he had contracted corona, and corona brought on other complications. I was given very credible information that after corona struck, he had a massive heart attack, and he's been comatose for quite some time. So even though the vice president has not said the cause of death, but the point is he's died, and he's died of corona. They would not say it because this man had thumbed his nose to the world. He had declared the country corona-free when people who knew better knew that there were Tanzanians dying of corona. This guy went contrary to every known norm of civility with regard to the fight against corona, defied the world, defied science. He put his faith to prayers, to steam inhalations, to herbal concoctions of unproven quality, of an unproven effectiveness, and as they say, it's poetic justice.
Mr. Lissu, what is your evidence that the president died from COVID-19?
I know because I was told by people who I'm not going to name, but they told me 2 weeks ago that the president had COVID-19. They later told me that he had suffered a massive heart attack. That was last week when he was transferred to Nairobi on Monday last week. We were talking about COVID-19 then. They said the president is fine. The president is working. And now they are saying, a week later, they are now saying, he has just died and he's just died and he died of heart attack. And they want us to believe them. It's a bit late in the day for them to be believed, Mr. Bhatti. I don't believe them.
Politically, Mr. Lissu, you are in exile, and what does the death of President Magufuli mean for democracy in Tanzania?
That's a very good question. I think what Mr. Magufuli's death does to the country is to allow us to open a new chapter for our country. President Magufuli's five-year administration literally destroyed the foundations, the constitutional foundations of our country, destroyed democracy, destroyed rule of law, undermined human rights, killed and maimed and tortured and destroyed the economy. Now that he's dead, our country has now gotten a new lease on life, if I were to use that term. It is now an opportunity for us to sit together, to carry out an exercise of national reconciliation, national dialogue.
Thank you so much, Mr. Lissu. It's always nice to speak with you. And please, I would say, please accept our condolences.
I will pass the condolences along to the family, my brother.